E. Technology in our bodies. A technology company in the state of Wisconsin was recently the first in the United States to implant microchips into the hands of some of its workers. Now, those employees can unlock doors, operate office equipment, log into computers, and buy items from vending machines at the company with a simple wave of the hand. Supporters of this technology view such implanted devices as cutting edge, efficient, and inevitable. Some people insist that enhancing human bodies with technology will be necessary for them to be able to compete against machines, robots, and artificial intelligence in the workplaces of the future. Among critics, the biggest issues are security and privacy. Such technology could eventually contain tracking devices that would allow managers to monitor their workers' movements even outside the workplace. Another concern is that outside parties could access private data. Although the manufacturer maintains the implanted devices are secure, they cannot rule out hacking entirely. Health concerns are another issue. Any device implanted into the body carries the potential for infection or migration away from the implant site. Furthermore, although such devices have been approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the long-term health effects of implanted devices are unknown.
Questions. Number 19. What do supporters say about implanted microchips? Number 20. Why are some people against placing microchips into people's bodies?